The filmmaking industry will host an event for the first time in regional Australia. Regionality Cairns will bring high-profile and international film directors and documentary makers to provide mentorship and support regional filmmakers to pitch ideas. It's a unique opportunity for practitioners to pitch stories nationally and internationally. The event will kick off tomorrow, and I ask CEO and Creative Director of the Australian International Documentary Conference, Natasha Gadd, what Regionality Cairns is.
Regionality Cairns is a one-day industry event, and it's designed to celebrate and showcase incredible documentary content, both from filmmakers overseas, but also incredible local Queensland-based filmmakers such as Douglas Watkin and Veronica Fury and Christopher Amos. And really, it's about creating new opportunities and new networks to get more incredible stories from far north Queensland out to the world.
So why did you choose Cairns for hosting the event?
Well, we work closely with Screen Queensland, and in consultation with them, decided that Cairns would be a great destination. So we hold an event every single year in Melbourne at AIDC in March, and that's the Australian Centre for the Moving Image. And that is basically a gathering of 800 filmmakers and industry professionals from all over the world, and they come together to discuss craft and network and pitch projects. And what we wanted to do was effectively take those opportunities to the regions and create an opportunity for greater access and, you know, interaction with some of these local and international filmmakers and decision makers.
So what are some of the events happening tomorrow at Regionality Cairns?
Well, we have four really incredible sessions as well as a network gathering at the end of the day. And the session that we'll be kicking off with is a masterclass with an incredible documentary maker called Rita Baghdadi. She's an American-Moroccan filmmaker, and her incredible documentary Sirens follows an all-female metal band in the outskirts of Beirut in Lebanon, and it's very much a story about a sort of a local story that has really big global themes in terms of relationships between these young women and, you know, the kind of trying to balance contemporary and traditional values and the conflict that come from that in the Middle East region that they're from, and, you know, trying to break out of some of those molds. And so we'll be doing an in-depth deep dive masterclass with her about how she crafts story and character. We'll be going to bring in a number of Canadian and American buyers who represent festivals and markets. And so we'll be doing a roundtable to hear from them about what they're looking for and what kinds of stories and formats that they'll be interested in from regional far north Queensland filmmakers. We will be looking at an incredible lineup of talent in a really fun kind of entertaining session that's called The Art of the Pitch, with Veronica Fury and Douglas Watkin. And, you know, for anyone who's made a documentary, they'll know that pitching is really, really tough. And you certainly know when you've done a not great pitch because of the response. So what we really want to do is showcase some of the tips, the do's and don'ts of how to take your story and workshop the idea for it into a really great pitch.
Okay, excellent. The industry, you know, the filmmaking industry was severely hit by the pandemic in 2020 and still is hitting. How do you see this industry thriving after COVID?
Yeah, it's been really tricky, but what we've really noticed is how incredibly resilient filmmakers are and how they kind of, I guess, innovated and adapted during that time. So when we had our last big event, we heard stories of people who were still creating documentaries over the course of the last couple of years by using crews that were on the ground in different countries that, say, weren't in lockdown during that time and constantly sort of shifting the shoots at different points. Sometimes there'd be a director who was actually directing over Zoom. We also saw a lot of archive films coming out during that time, some really, you know, exciting, great music documentaries. And that makes sense that while people were locked down, you know, one thing they could do was research and really trawl through archives and make archive documentaries sort of from the confines of their home. So I think it's been really challenging. But one thing that anyone in the sector who works with you know, funding, government funding, industry funding, and organisations like ours, we're trying to create new opportunities that make it easier for filmmakers to access funding.
That was CEO and Creative Director of the Australian International Documentary Conference, Natasha Gard.